This one is a little bit similar. Master Water. Okay. Just the top. You can do this with a bit of card as well. But like that. Okay. And the card stays on even though the water is there. Now children will tell you, well, it's because you've got air in the top that's sucking the card up. Okay? And so we say, well, how can we test that? Or they will say, how can we test that? So what they do, for instance, is to say, well, if there was no air at all, let's make it so there's no air at all. Oh, that wasn't supposed to happen. Okay, and it still works. Okay, it almost doesn't work because I've got some water in the bottom that makes it a bit heavier. You see, it works even with no air. The explanation has to do with the air cushion pressing up. There are a lot of similar activities like that. You will be familiar with this. When you take a straw and you want to, if you maybe do this when you're painting in primary school, and you want to put water there, and you can let it out. Yeah, never mind. Again, the air pressure from underneath is stopping that coming out, unless you let air in the bottom at the top to allow the water to come out. So you see, it's very similar to the magic finger, and also very similar to the glass. But this time we do not need a card. And the question is, well, with this one, and children will ask this, with this one, why do you need that at the bottom? Why doesn't the water just stay there and the air pressure push up? And the answer has to do because of the surface of the water. It's too large to stay together, whereas this is quite small, and it will, the surface tension, in fact, of the water will hold it together. Which makes an interesting experiment. How large can you make it before it drops? And this one here is another straw, and if I could see, it almost is okay, but you see the water surface is broken and it doesn't stay in. And so as long as your straw is thin enough, it works by itself. If it's too thick, then you need to have a card on the bottom. Okay. And so there's a series of experiments there, challenge activities that you can talk to children about and get them to think about what they understand about it.